I remember when I first started doing makeup. A lot of the time, I'd be working for other teams and we would do the trial a year or so in advance, right? I'd take a few photos and then I wouldn't really take notes, thinking like I could just remember what I did based on the photos. Well, a year goes by, it's the wedding day, and I have no idea where the photos are. Like, I must have dumped them onto my computer to clear out phone memory, thinking like I'd sort it out later, but never did. So I show up to the bride's house ready to do her makeup, and I'm thinking to myself, I legit have no idea who she is. I don't know what she wanted. I don't know what we did. And in all fairness, at that time, we were knocking out like easily 15 faces a weekend. A couple of times, I actually took a picture of my bride and I sent it to my husband so he could jump on my computer and look through all of my folders for her pictures from the trial. Honestly, it was so embarrassing and not something I would ever let happen again. Now I show up better for my brides. I make sure I remember all those little details, and that's helped me create relationship with my clients and show up so much more confidently. So to help you show up better, I'm giving away 1 year access to the Total Beauty Planner and a brand new Apple iPad to help you write down all of your prized information and to ditch the frustration you feel every time you're digging through your emails or your notes or your photo galleries, trying to figure out what you did at your bride's trial and what feedback she emailed you after. I want you to focus on creating a personalized experience for your client so that you can charge those luxury bridal rates, stop hustling, and take control of your time. To enter, all you have to do is download a free trial of the Total Beauty Planner app, use the app for 3 of your bridal trials, and then head on over to thebridalbeautybusiness.com and fill out the Google form.
You know how sometimes it can take us like 40 minutes to write out a thoughtful caption, load a picture, plug in all the right hashtags before we post it to Instagram or Facebook? What if you can cut that time down to just minutes and not even think about it when it comes time to post? Let's dive in deeper and I'll tell you how it works. Hi there. You're listening to the Bridal Beauty Business Podcast. This is a show all about the bridal hair and makeup business. From frequently asked questions about contracts and clients to some serious debates on topics we seem to be divided about as industry professionals, and of course, interviews with our mentors and inspirations. So let's get started, shall we? I'm going to let you in on an awesome app, Later. No, I'm not making you wait for it. The app is called Later. Okay, so Later is an app. It's for Instagram and Facebook, and it handles all your scheduling for all your content marketing. So what I do is anytime I get a gallery, like a bridal gallery from a photographer, I'll go through, I'll pick and choose all of my favorites, and then I'll just drop them directly into the Later app. And if a certain photo is kind of giving me like the warm and fuzzies and it's making me think and feel things, then I'll also go in, I'll add some notes right away to that image in the app. And when I go to select that image later, it'll pop up when I go to use it. So like all my brainstorming notes or my caption, it's already in there. I can also add labels so that my media gallery is really easy to sort through. And it'll even tell you what images you've already used. So you're not wondering, like, did I already post this? I know this is sounding like an infomercial, but it's not. I swear, I just love this app. And the neat thing is you can kind of drag and drop your posts into the scheduling calendar. And you can set it to auto post for a specific time in the future. And it also stores your hashtags. So you don't have to like keep going back into your phone or your notes or wherever you are. Hopefully you have them saved somewhere. And recently they launched a new feature, so you don't even have to include that caption. Sorry, you don't have to include the hashtag in your captions anymore. You know how it starts to look a little bit spammy when you have like 30 captions there? So when you go to, like, say you set a post to auto post at a certain time in the future. So say we're posting for Friday. Like, say I have this picture, I'm posting it for Friday. I have it scheduled to post for Friday. On Friday, it's going to post. I can also schedule the first comment underneath that post. So I have my photo, I have my caption all set to go for Friday. It gets posted at 8 o'clock PM. And instantly, as soon as that's posted, it's going to post my hashtags for me because that's what I set up as the first comment. Kind of cool, right? And because we're all kind of crazy, we are artists, of course, and we really like our feed to look as pretty and flowy as possible. They also have this thing called, I think it's called the preview tool. And when you click it, it'll show you exactly how your grid is going to look with all the posts that you just scheduled. And like, say you don't really like something, it's out of place. While you're still in that preview tool mode, you can just drag it to where you want it to go and it'll automatically change the timing and everything like for you. It's really cool. It also tells you your best times to post based on your previous post engagements. So it has all these cool analytics built in there. And if you're not using this, you need to use this. This is telling you that your followers, fans, whatever you want to call them, if you're posting at this time, this time, this time, this time, based on your previous posts, this is when you're getting the most interaction, the most comments, the most likes, the most whatever. And these times that they're giving you are the ones that you should be using. Later does have a free plan that works for most people, but if you want to unlock some of the cooler features, then there is other paid plans available depending on what you need and how many profiles you have. Okay, so that sounds great. Now, how do you do it? It does take a little bit of time up front, but it will save you hours of time and sanity later. So if you're completely new to Later, the first thing you want to do is collect and upload your graphics into the media library. And do this on an ongoing basis. Look, every time you get some photos, just dump it into the media library as soon as you get them on your phone or your computer. So memes, client photos, quotes, tips, whatever you want to use. You can even use Canva to create your own based on your brand so it flows and looks better in your feed too. If you're really stuck for like what kind of content other than photos do I want to post, then what I would do is like take all those questions that you're usually getting from your brides, like the most frequently asked questions, and turn those into 10 posts. So that's the first step, is getting everything into the media library. The second thing you want to do is label your media so it's really easy to sort when it comes time to use it. So some of the categories I use are tips, memes, clients, brides, me, inspiration. So those are my categories. So anytime I want to go and I need a bridal photo, I can just click bride and it'll pull up all my bridals for me, which is really useful when you have hundreds of photos in there. And then the third thing you want to do is set up your hashtags. So if you already have them saved on your phone, those 20, 30 hashtags that you're always using, you can set them up. So if you're posting like a bridal photo, maybe you have specific bridal hashtags for your city or industry. Or if you're posting like a photo of you or a photo of like a bridal dress, maybe your hashtags look different. So whatever those are, you want to get in there and set up your hashtags as well. So then that way when you're on your phone later on, and you need to use these to schedule anything, it's literally just one click. That'll get you started. Now, to really put it to use, you want to batch work. Batch work means you're not multitasking. You're literally going to sit down and dedicate a block of time to one task. No distractions, no other projects, no emails, no social media scrolling. For my business pages, I love to batch work all of my content because it saves me hours at the end of the month. When I batch work my content, I do it for 30 days at a time. But if that feels too overwhelming, then do like 2 weeks at a time or even just 1 week to start. So instead of being stressed out about what to write every day, I need to post something, trying to edit and caption with everything else going on around me, I schedule one day or a few hours to sit down and come up with all of my captions for the month. You get into this really neat flow and you'd be surprised at how thoughtful your captions actually become when you're flowing, and they just gives you more ideas to work off of. It's so great because you're like hyper-focused and everything just works so well, and you tap into like this deep part of your mind that's usually too occupied with everything else that's going around. So this is what works for me. I really wanted to share it with you guys. I hope it works for you guys as well. Let me know if you try this. Let me know of other things that do work for you that I might not have thought of. I'm always here to chat. I would love to be able to share some of your recommendations with one another. I will leave all the links for later into the show notes below. And if you haven't already, definitely subscribe. Leave me a review on Apple and Google. It's so helpful. One, so I know that I'm not talking to myself. And secondly, so I can keep bringing on amazing guests for you guys that want to share their experiences as well. So take care. See you next time. And again, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to leave a review. All right. Love y'all.